when you look at it, this whole budget that's being proposed, it's 100% spending cuts, and there's been no attempt at all to raise revenue. Now, water charges is one option, along with looking at rates, which have been both cut and frozen in the last number of years, and looking at the rates cap, which actually protects those in homes over £400,000, whilst those in lower valued homes pay more. So I think what we've seen is an executive that's failed to look at what might seem to be difficult choices. They've said this is a difficult budget, difficult choices being made. But actually what they're doing, what they have to do, because they've no other choice, but they have refused and avoided looking at revenue-raising measures.
And we have made choices, haven't we, already down the line here, about prescription charges, about free transport, about university fees, and about water charges.
We've had the great big giveaway, which is great in terms of getting votes, but isn't so great in terms of managing a budget. We've put all these problems down, pushed them further down the line, and essentially now we're at the stage whereby we're seeing these massive cuts. But a bit of strategic forward planning, and this could have been avoided.
If you got your way, Stephen, what would it cost the average household in Northern Ireland?
Well, I think not having the government department behind me, it's hard to give exact figures. But if you look at the work done by Professor Hilliard when this was first looked at, it would be looking at maybe around £250 per year. But I think what's important to say, that the Green Party's position has always been that we have a right to water, we don't have a right to waste water. And what that means is we believe in a free allowance per day for health and hygiene. We want to see a progressive charge, which would mean ultimately those in larger houses, those with more cars to watch, those with sprinklers in their gardens, those would be the people who would use more water and they would pay more. And we believe that would be progressive and would protect the most vulnerable in our society.